Write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if, like a lot of people, you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's a Christian healthcare sharing program. There are more than 400,000 members now, and they love it. In fact, MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to that of health insurance. And MediShare really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. It's been around more than 25 years. Members have shared more than $4 billion of each other's medical bills. Plus, MediShare is for you. It has saved its members billions by advocating on their behalf. Best of all, the typical savings for a family is around $6,000 a year. So if you think you're stuck with a high-cost health plan that doesn't have much to offer, think again. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and you are invited to be part of it. Call now. 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
You're listening to K1 AM 1400, FM 93.3, 8:34 on a Wednesday morning. Sherry Weld with the Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce, our visitor for Community Connection this morning, brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors. Sherry, good morning. How are you?
Good. A little cold, but great morning.
Not too bad. Going to warm up a little bit starting tomorrow, I believe. And, of course, we had much warmer weather than this when it was time for Christmas in the Ville.
Where was this ago? Cold weather when we had an ice rink going?
Yeah, no kidding.
But we, I think last week, finally finished up and were able to put all of Christmas away, which is a feat in itself. Takes a lot of different pieces to put it all together. But we had a good season despite the weather. People are always curious, so just a few numbers for listeners, just so they know. We had over 5,600 people actually ice skate, and some people are like, well, how do you know that? We can look at our waiver forms. And so that was an increase of about almost 5% over last year, 2020. But you have to bear in mind two things. 2020 was up 16% from the year before. So, and the other thing was, we were just talking about the weather, we were actually open about 14 and a half hours less than the year before. So the fact we were up and losing almost 15 hours due to weather closures was good. So we had a good season. The weather, 82 degrees in December. We hit 82 one day. We lost several private parties because of that. And we lost some key dates. And what was frustrating is we went from losing some, certain dates, like the day after Christmas is always a big day. We weren't able to be open then. And the Christmas Eve day, we usually open 1 to 5. We lost that. But then the closing weekend, I don't know if anybody remembers the weather on January 1st and 2nd. It was bitter cold, like 7 degrees below zero wind chill type thing. And it was windy. You can do it if it's not windy. But so our closing weekend, even though we were open, we did close early. I was not going to have workers out there till 9 o'clock at night. We closed at 5 and then 6 the next day. It was basically almost a wash. There were some brave souls who got out and ice skated on an ice rink when it was cold.
Sure.
Overall, it was a really good season. We had over 100 volunteers that worked in some capacity. The first three weekends we manned with volunteers from the community, from the chamber, and we appreciate that. What else?
And was this year 4 or 5?
This was our fifth year.
Yeah. And what kind of has that meant to downtown over the course of the last 5 years? Because I would think 5 years ago, Christmas time with the tree and all the lights on the main street, Frank Phillips down there, and the ice skating rink and all the different activities, it's kind of a whole different ballgame Christmas season down there than 5 years ago.
It is, exactly. I'm telling you, there were people. We estimate, and it's hard to know, but if you could see some of the pictures, like from opening night, the line, how long it was to see Anna and Elsa, to see, to ride the Tot train. I mean, there's this line, Santa line. There were tons of people downtown. And then throughout the whole season, we estimate there was over 20,000 people that came downtown. We know a lot of people come and they don't they're not coming down necessarily to ice skate. They're like, no, I'm not, you know, I'm too old, or I don't want to fall, or whatever. So they may bring their kids, they watch, or like I said, a lot of people come down, they just want to take pictures, they just want to check it out, they just want to walk around. And especially, I keep giving kudos, but ConocoPhillips really increased their lighting this year. They've always done a nice job, but they really enhanced it. And so people just like to come downtown, and they milled all around. I came down Christmas Eve because technically, you know, we were closed because the rink was melted, but we were getting calls from our security company because there were so many, people milling around and we weren't there, but they were just milling around. But they weren't just on our property. They were all over downtown. Just Christmas Eve, you know, it was so warm and people were just out enjoying it. So overall, we estimate there was over, 20,000 people over that 4-week span that came downtown, which in turn means a lot of them would stop and eat at restaurants. We had Wayfair signage to some of our member restaurants, a couple of our retail shops, and hopefully we're shopping and exploring. And, we also saw an increase in our out-of-town skaters, which was good. We had a lot of Southeast Kansas area. And what was fun, we saw, because they have a choice, it's a lot closer for them, we were seeing Skiatook, we saw Owosso, Collinsville. And we capture that because when they fill out a waiver form, they're supposed to put their zip code. Unfortunately, we get a lot that, you know, it gets crowded, you're dealing with volunteers, they don't necessarily put that on the waiver form when they come. So we do have a stack with no zip codes, which is frustrating, but the ones that we did capture was an increase over last year. So like I said, overall, we were very pleased with the season. It was a crazy season, but the weather just, you never know what it's going to deal you. So
won't get too many 65 degree Christmas days, I don't think.
No. Yeah, so. And I don't know how many days, we should have tracked that, how many days we had in the 70s.
Yeah, you mentioned, I remember Christmas Eve, in fact, because we live downtown, and I'm pretty sure I was one of those people. We walked a dog down there just to look at the lights, because it's just so nice pretty to be around, whether or not you're skating or getting hot chocolate or going on the horse ride or whatever. It's just nice to be down there, and it kind of gives you a certain Christmassy feel that they've been able to capture.
And
you guys have been able to capture.
That's what we're trying to do. It's just kind of that Christmas, we always say, that Hallmark kind of channel feel, and just make it very family friendly. So, anyhow, good season. So.
Sherry Wilt with us from the Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce, recapping Christmas in the Ville here at 8:40. Still 21 degrees in downtown Bartlesville. What else do we have going on, Sherry?
Well, we've put Christmas up, so we've jumped back into typical schedule. And we have an event coming up, Thursday, from 4 to 5:30. It's supposed to end at 5, and they never... Everybody always wants to hang out afterwards, but it's we call it speed networking, and it's for our members, and they just one-on-one very quickly tell each other what they do, and they move around the table, and you walk in, and you just hear laughter and talking, and like I said so many times, at the end, they're just hanging out with each other, and it's just a great way to make some contacts. So if anyone is interested in kind of expanding their base, meeting new businesses, this is a great event for that. Or if you don't like what I call networking, where you kind of have to make the small talk, this is great because it's very pointed, it's quick, and then it kind of evolves into that after everyone's been around. But it's a fun event. It's a free event for our members. And then another event we have coming up, we take off December and January just because of the timing of it, is Business After Hours. It's a historical, long-standing event with the Chamber, and in February 3rd, it will be at ABB, which is kind of interesting. One of our major manufacturers in town, and they are going to offer tours to those who are interested, so you can kind of see behind the doors, behind the lobby of what they do. It's an amazing company, one of our more major employers in town, lots of growth potential, and so invite people to come out to that. Once again, it's a free event for our members. Or if someone just wants to come, you're out there, maybe you're not a, quote, member of the Chamber, but you just want to check out, some of our events and kind of see if it's a good fit for you. We invite you to come as our guest, and we'd be more than happy to welcome you and invite you in. So that will be at ABB in the Industrial Park out by Tri-County Tech off No Water Road, and it's from 4 to 5:30. Once again, this is an informal event. If you show up at 4:20, it's not like everybody comes at one time and there's a starting point. So it's kind of a come and go, and just very informal. So
You got into that kind of quickly, but what exactly business after hours? What if people were to come? What exactly is kind of the goal? Is it just to see ABB or
the goal? Well, both. We want to showcase the host, obviously. We want our members to learn a little bit about. They'll talk a little bit about the company. I mean, it's not a formal, like I said, program, but we kind of play the crowd by ear. But probably around 4:30, 4:40, whatever, we introduce the host. They talk for 5 minutes or so, talking about, you know, the company. The goal of it is to connect our members. It's to give our members an opportunity. Like I said, a lot of our members are looking to expand and grow their businesses, particularly smaller businesses. And so this is an avenue for them to meet new folks. An example of we've got lots of success stories, but one is like two people met and one sold windows. One dealt with window coverings, that kind of thing, but they kind of were interested in being able to connect and do both, and they made that connection at Business After Hours. So it was a great contact. So you just never know who for sure you're going to meet, and it's just kind of more mingling around. We do a couple things to kind of encourage people to do that, because it's awkward to go up to someone you don't know or to butt into someone's conversation. So we try to make it very, you know, welcoming and friendly, and make sure people are connected. And so that's the goal, just help people connect and make those connections to help grow their business. So
Sherry Witt with us, Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce Speed Networking on the 27th of this month. That's tomorrow, on Thursday. And then she mentioned a Business After Hours February the 2nd at ABB Total Flow. And then you've got a few others in February as well, it looks like.
We do. I do want to say, if you are interested in attending Speed Networking, that is one you do need to register for, even though it's free, because we do limit. We don't want a room full of bankers or realtors or, you know, the same industry all talking to each other. So it's limited to one per industry. Business After Hours, you don't register. But coming up February the 18th is our Eggs and Issues, Politics Over Breakfast. That's an event that we do try to get a couple of these in each year. It's sponsored by Tri-County Tech, but it will be held at the Hilton Garden Inn. And this is a preview of our state legislative session. It starts, I think it's February 7th. I think that's the first Monday. So they will have been in session a couple of weeks, kind of get a feel of what looks like is going to be, you know, big topics, and what our local delegation is important to them, what they're going to be working on, committees, that kind of thing. So we'll be hearing from Senator Julie Daniels and then Representatives Jed Strom and Wendy Stearman. And there will be time for Q&A. It's moderated, but that is a breakfast. It's hot buffet breakfast at Hilton Garden Inn, 7:30 to 9. So we usually get started about 7:45 once everybody has a few minutes to kind of mingle and get their breakfast and that kind of thing. So that is a very popular event, and you can register for that at bartlesville.com online. So,
you said that was February 7th, correct?
February 18th.
18th, sorry,
February
18th. My bad.
I said, okay. Session starts February 7th.
Okay,
that's a Monday,
understood.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, that's exactly right.
So, like I said, they'll have been in session for a couple of weeks, but still very early on in the year, and so it's a good preview of what's going to be coming down the pike for session. And just a good time to hear from our members and connect our members to our local delegation.
Sherry Witt with us, Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce. We'll take our break. We'll come back and continue with Community Connection on K1. Thanks to Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Tallgrass Motors. It's 8:46, still 21 degrees in downtown Bartlesville.
Listening to the radio, driving in your car. Radio gets results.
This is Laura Walton with Martha's Task. We love Bartlesville Radio. Every time we advertise, we always have a big boost in business as radio gets results.
Radio gets results.
Radio.
Radio gets results. That's radio.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase a headstone for that family member that has been without one. Or maybe you've resolved to take care of prearranging your own funeral service so your family won't have to make decisions at a difficult time. Whatever the need is, Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home and Cremation Service has been there helping Green Country families for almost 100 years. Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, Bartlesville's finest funeral home.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
Community Connection on a Wednesday morning. Sherry Welt of the Bartlesville Chamber is with us. 847, 21 degrees here on K1, AM 1400, FM 93.3, 95.1 as well. We've gone over several different events coming up with the Bartlesville Chamber, and Sherry, a couple others we want to hit on in the month of February.
Yeah, like I said, February is super busy. We also have, I forgot to mention, in between after hours and our eggs and issues, we have our Women in Business, which is a monthly event that we hold basically during the school year. And it is February the 9th. And the topic this month is going to be on stress and burnout, which I'm sure none of us ever feel. but we've got a great speaker coming in. And that's just another event that the goal is to connect our women members, and just kind of a special time. It's a luncheon over at Hillcrest Country Club. So that, once again, Bartlesville.com, you can register for that. But stress and burnout, I think it'll be a really good topic. And then finally, we end the month on February 22nd with one of our major forums. We do six major forums a year where we bring in kind of bigger speakers. In October, we had the governor here. September, we had, the CEO of Phillips 66, Mr. Garland was here. So this one is going to be featuring our U.S. Senator James Lankford, and he will be here. I'm assuming he will field Q&A from the audience as well. So it's just a good way to connect what's going on federally. We all hear things, we know things, watch, different newscasts, different things. But just to kind of hear a firsthand account of what's going on, what they're trying to do, what they're trying to fight against, what they're trying to pass, that kind of thing. So that is going to be held at the Bartlesville Community Center, like I said, on the 22nd from 11:30 to 1. So I encourage folks to attend that and let him hear from our community. So,
and I'm sure you can see that entire kind of list of events at Bartlesville.com. Is that what you said?
Yes, definitely. Okay. Bartlesville.com. It's also a great site to, if you're just interested in what the chamber does, what their mission is. It's a really easy website to maneuver. Maybe you want to see what are benefits if I join the chamber, what's available, that kind of thing. So it's a good website. I encourage you to go check it out. And if you're interested, we'd love the opportunity to talk to you a little bit more, tell you what the chamber does, and go from there. So
Sherry Wilt with the Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce. Again, they have the speed networking event tomorrow. Where was that?
At the chamber office.
Chamber office.
At the depot downtown.
And you had to register for that online before, correct?
Yes.
Bartlesville.com. Business after hours at ABB on the 3rd of February. Mm-hmm. Women in Business, Stress and Burnout will be at the Hillcrest Country Club on the 9th of the month. Eggs and Issues, the 18th, that'll be out at the Hilton Garden Inn that Friday morning for breakfast, and then the forum with Senator Lankford at the Bartlesville Community Center on the 22nd of February.
You are good to remember all
Should
those details.
Yeah, right off the top of my head. There you go, yeah. So all that info, again, at Bartlesville.com. Sherry, appreciate you stopping by.
Appreciate you guys. Thanks.
Bartlesville Chamber of Commerce Community Connection here on K1. 8:51, 21 degrees downtown Bartlesville. We'll have Oklahoma news coming up with the ONN in just a moment.
Hi, this is Rod McElvain, pastor of Grace Community Church. Is it possible that the God of the universe is interested in our work? The writer of Proverbs says yes. He says, commit your work to the Lord.